just be bold. Be bold, all right?
They don't give us the respect we deserve, or we're going to take it by force.
Big night for yourself tonight.
Let it loose. Don't guess! Don't guess! You a tight end, you gotta whoop his ass.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to week 3 of NFL Easy Picks right here on the Kayfabe Sports Radio Network, where it's all a work. And like I said, week 3, it doesn't get old of finally having football back again. And it just feels great. Third week, got a lot of games to go over in week 2, some of the things that happened in week 2. But let's got to start things off with, I'm your host, Heavy Set, and my co-host, Joe Bennett.
Yo, what up? I'm back again.
Working on your streak?
Yeah, I'm coming live from the new apartments.
In Chicago, Illinois?
In Yorkville, Illinois.
Yorkville?
Yeah, that's where I live.
I live Sugar Grove.
Nope, moved. New apartment. I live in Yorkville now.
I don't know, I thought Mike stayed in the same city. I don't know these things. to me, it's all just Chicago.
Well, go with that then. It's Chicago.
Anyway, how was your football weekend?
It was good. I actually, when I moved in Friday/Saturday, and Sunday I had people over to watch the Bears game. Had some beers, some wings, some brats. It was a good time.
Discount double check.
Discount double check.
Double check. I still think that's like the most hilarious commercial out right now. The only thing I don't like about it is they brought back that fan, but now he doesn't make any sense. Because before he was doing the discount double check thing to everybody but Aaron Rodgers, and now since the only people on the screen is the super fans, it's like he's now doing it to Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, yeah, now you're just using this as your tagline. It's getting dumb.
Yeah, real well.
Anyway, we're not sponsored by State Farm, so.
No, we're not.
We need to be, but
yeah.
No one sponsors us. No one likes us.
I thought you were going to talk to the pretty swell guys.
Well, we're friends with them. I mean, that's different.
Well,
I'm talking about like actually getting sponsored by like, hey, we'll help you out.
Yeah, we're sponsored by my paycheck.
Yeah, pretty much at this point. Anyway, where do we start things? Let's start things off with the Pick'ems League and how everybody did. Well, our top three is actually the same, but there's actually number difference in a definitive number one right now with a record of 25-7. The mop jockey right behind him at 24-8 would be you, as in Joe.
That's me.
Not you, the listener, because unless you're Joe, then you, yeah. Joe is in second place. Third place is the Dark Knights, a.k.a. Shane, FTW, whatever he wants to go by, homo, doofus bitch. That's what he should change his pick name to, the doofus bitches. But he is at 23-9. I am at 22-10. Submission specialist, which I believe is Dan the Cannon, is at 21-11. Only one Mart Eat My Goal is at 21-12. My friend Ryan Awkward Carrots is at 19-13. And I'm going to reclaim the throne of the Picks League. Stevie G is at 10-22 because he didn't make any picks. So that's where you are with that. And looking at the picks as they broke down game by game, you can see why Mop is number one. He picked some pretty ballsy pick that went against what a lot of us were picking. The only one that bit him on the ass is he picked Jacksonville over Oakland. But he was the only one that picked Seattle over San Francisco, Arizona over Detroit, Kansas City over Dallas. Oh, and he also bit him on, he picked Carolina and Buffalo over Buffalo.
Yeah, but I don't get why he picked Jacksonville, for God's sakes. No, Oakland's not great, but it's Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Jacksonville will be the first pick. I don't know if they're going to go winless. They have to come up with something that's going to work. One game that they have that I have to look up their schedule. So
yeah.
Which actually, speaking of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I did happen to read that there was a rally from the Jacksonville Jaguar fans to sign Tim Tebow, and I think the exact number amount of people that showed up were like only 28.
I flew out there specifically for it and then flew back to work.
Yeah, you probably want to, because it's Jacksonville.
You're right. There's nothing there, and I think they accidentally showed their game on TV or something like that. I saw a screen cap of them saying that due to NFL rules, we're sorry, but we cannot show the Jacksonville Jaguars game because it's blacked out.
No, I thought it was, I thought people were bitching that they kept showing the game, but they said they're obligated to play the game.
Oh.
Because they're in the market. They're not allowed to, like, because actually I think this happened when you're the Bears and the Packers were playing, and it was a game that I could actually watch, and the Bears were getting killed. So at some point they were like, all right, you know, since this game is not competitive enough, we're going to go to this game, which is now in progress. And it's basically because we're not in the market.
Oh,
they can do that. But if it's you're in the market, like for example, Browns games, they never get changed. Never.
Right. But I know they have some rule. If they don't have enough attendance, the games get blacked out in the area.
I've never seen that happen. But then again, I've never seen it happen to the Browns.
Well,
not that I know.
They probably have decent attendance.
Oh yeah, they do have pretty good attendance.
See, Jacksonville can't sell X amount of tickets, so it's something there so they can try and get more people in the stadium. So they black out the game.
That's true.
It's what the owner of the Blackhawks used to do. They never played the games on TV ever.
Okay, let's look at some of the, I got the Jacksonville Jaguars schedule up. We could throw out our pick for this week right now, because their opponent will be the Seahawks. So I'm pretty sure me and Joe are going to stand same plays, Seahawks. And yeah, and you gotta remember, it is at the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm picking Jacksonville.
Okay, Mop.
Hitting.
Anyway, the rest of their schedule is Indianapolis Colts, St. Louis Rams, Denver Broncos, San Diego Chargers, San Francisco 49er game in Wembley Stadium.
Ooh.
Then they get their bye week, Tennessee Titans, Arizona Cardinals, Houston Texans, Cleveland Browns, Houston Texans again, Buffalo Bills, Tennessee Titans again, and Colts again.
Wait, they're sending the Jaguars to England?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for those Brits.
Sorry, Mart. Enjoy, kind of.
They'll black it out in England.
Yeah, they probably will. There's not many games I think they could win. Browns at this point, yes. Cardinals at this point, possibly. So I think they can get a win. I don't think they're going to go winless, which I don't like it when teams go winless. But at the same time, I don't really like it when a team goes undefeated. Even if it was, I've said before, even if it was the Bears, they could be 16-0. Not 16-0, I'm at 15-0. I don't want them to win that last game. I'd rather them actually win in the middle of the season, just because it makes it feel a little bit more down to earth instead of this high expectation of, oh, you know, you have to beat what the Patriots did and went the whole season without losing, and now you have to one up them and go the whole playoffs, make it to the Super Bowl, and then win. I say let the Dolphins keep that record. It's not that big of a record. Let them have their glory. Maybe when they're all dead, somebody goes and tries to break it so no one gets pissed. But until then, yeah, I'd rather have it. Let my Bears lose. Let any team just let them have it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you say it's a small record. It's a pretty big deal.
What I mean is, like, let the Dolphins have, like, the 72 Dolphins have that. Let them have that claim to fame for now. It's a big thing, but at the same time, there's a lot to it, and there's so much pressure, and you wind up like the Patriots, where you make it all the way to the Super Bowl, and you lose. And I think the most ironic part about that, and it was a thought that I did have, remember when they moved that last game of the season to Saturday night, because, you know, this it was going to be this whole big deal of them, you know, having the perfect season. Do you remember who their opponent was?
Not off the top of my head.
I do. It was the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Because as I was watching that and how good the Giants were playing against them, even though they did end up losing, I was like, this could be the Super Bowl. Like, just the atmosphere and how well they're playing. And then sure as shit, that's what the Super Bowl ended up being. So, yeah, we went on a long, crazy diatribe there where we were talking about last week's games and Mott picking Jacksonville over Oakland. So, yeah, and then the games that everybody got right, I mean, besides Stevie G, since he didn't make any picks, everybody got New England, Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Baltimore, fucking duh, Texans, New Orleans, Denver, and Cincinnati. A lot of games this week where everybody was pretty much on the same page, especially with...
No, I was kind of worried about that Browns game in the first half because the Baltimore didn't do anything. I think it was tied, or it was 3-0 for a while. Cleveland.
It was 6-0.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
And then they went in. It was some right before halftime. It was 7-6, or no, after halftime, because I seen local fans on Facebook kind of like talking a little bit of shit and saying like how pathetic the Ravens were playing, and you know, this was the Super Bowl champions and we're beating them. But I'm like, it's 6-0. A touchdown will change that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd go brag about 6-0. 16-0. Sure, go ahead. But 6-0. No. It's like bragging because it's 2-0.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on to the other thing that we have, the fantasy league, just to go over real quick where we are in the standings. Mr. Son of a Bitch first place, the mop jockey, has his connections and whatnot.
I told you last year he's friends with Roger Goodell, and he's in the NFL's rigged, obviously.
Yeah, second place, pin me, pay me, that's Dan the Cannon. Three, almost thinking, are we going in the same order? But no, we're not. Shane, the Dark Knights. Joe, you're locked up for life. Number four, Carp's tip-top team, which is Carp and Mr. Old School, actually the only co-captain team we have. A friend of mine.
That's who beat me last week, Ricks.
Carps.
I mean, I was beaten by Canadians. What the fuck?
Too bad we didn't get Martin this league, too, because then we'd have Brits and a Canadian.
Yeah, I don't want to get beat by a Brit either. They can keep their own football.
One of my friends is the main attraction. He's at number 6. Stevie G's number 7. Bull, which is the main attraction's brother-in-law, at 8. I'm at number 9, which a lot of my leagues are that. And I gotta remember who the fuck. Oh, Parker.
Parker?
Yeah.
You have a 12-year-old in our league?
No, he's like 15 now or something.
Oh, shows you how disconnected I am.
Yeah, he's much older. We haven't actually heard much from him lately, but anyway, Parker is at 10th place. I'm kind of wondering how much shit he's doing. Anyway. So yeah, actually, the top three spots, Mop, Dan, and Shane, are 2-0, and then they fall from there, 1-1 and 0-2. So that's where we're at with all that. Let's go back to last week's games and talk about our teams. First, I'll start with the Browns. Like I kind of already talked about a little bit. Against Baltimore, they lose. I'm not all that surprised. They do always seem to play fairly close, but there's a lot missing, I think, with Gordon being out. He's coming back this week. We'll see if it makes any difference. But this is a team that is still building, and I think that they're a few spots away from actually being a legit team, but I think it's them going to be fine-tuning things. I think I had them... My early prediction was 7-9. I'm going to come down a little bit to that. I'm going to say about 5-11 for the year. I mean, I didn't get to watch this because I was actually in Iowa, which is why I got to watch the Bears game. We'll get into that a little bit later. So I don't have many notes from this. That's the only thing that does suck. But watching the scores of what I did, it's not all that impressive with the Browns right now. They need to step a lot of shit up.
I agree.
And speaking of stepping shit up, Dallas Cowboys.
Ugh. Do I really have to get into that game?
Yep.
They should have won. 1 point, really? One flipping point? Ugh, I feel like I'm watching a baseball game or something.
I want to say 4 games were down
close
to the last play. Well, it was like down to the last play of who won.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't blame anyone. It's just the Chiefs played a little bit better. I mean, Dez Bryant had an amazing, amazing game. I mean, let me rephrase that. Amazing first half. He had 5 receptions, 100 yards, and a touchdown in the first half of the game. In those numbers, he should have had 10 receptions, 200 yards, and 2 touchdowns, and we would have won the game. But it didn't happen like that. But it is what it is. It's the NFL, right?
Yep. So, and then...
There's always next.
31-30, Chicago Bears over the Minnesota Vikings. Like I said, I happened to be in Iowa for Sunday and Monday, so I did get to watch this game because Iowa is actually in the Bears market. Because Fox, whenever they have early games, it's weird. Sometimes we don't get the early games in Cleveland, like their early game. But Iowa had it, so I was there, very excited. This was a damn good game. Even if the Bears would have lost, I would have said that was a damn good game. Both teams had points where they messed up, interceptions, fumbles, whatnot. some really good takeaways was because of the rainy weather. And it was a game that was interesting too. The Vikings and the Bears have this sometimes. I think one of my favorite ones was about 4, 5, 6 years ago. I can't remember what year exactly it was. There was a game where it was like, I thought it was like 40-47. And I don't remember if that was Cutler or Orton era, but they were going back and forth down the field. And it was just, granted, you're not getting as much defense, but it was just an interesting game because no one was staying on top of a lead. I think there wasn't a thing that really happen until the end when the Bears scored an extra touchdown or something. And it was the same thing here with this game. It's just back and forth, the interceptions. Like I said, with all the takeaways, I think there was one point that I seen somebody I know make the point that the Vikings MVP of the game was Jay Cutler. And I'm like, the only thing that he really screwed up on was that fumble that went for a touchdown. All his interceptions, at least up to that point, whenever I remember reading it, didn't lead to touchdowns. One interception end up helping, not really helping the Bears, but
they got an interception right after it.
Yeah, and it was the one that went back for a touchdown.
Yep, pick six.
So it was like, it actually wasn't that bad. It's like the Bears as a whole, they're playing really well. I was talking to a Packer friend of mine today, and even he's starting to be really scared. I still think the biggest test for the Bears will be, as I'm closing my window and looking at the schedule, it's going to be November 4th, fucking Monday night game at Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because A, they haven't won in Green Bay in quite some time. I don't think Jay Cutler has won at all in Green Bay. I think the last quarterback to win in Green Bay was Orton.
Yes.
And Mark Trestman coming in, I think he's done a lot of great stuff. I think he still knows their work. I think they are working on a lot of stuff. He got his first win out of the way, which only a handful of coaches have done for the Bears, winning their first game as a coach. So now you check one thing off the list. Next thing is what I will always refer to as a Lovie Smith. Now you need to beat the Packers. That's what they have to do. And at that point, looking at the Bears' schedule, okay, they won week one, they won week two. I'm hoping they win this week because they have the Steelers. You know who I'm picking on that one. The rest of their schedule between now and then is Lions, Saints, Giants, Redskins, bye week, and then Packers. I don't think they're going to be 7-0 at that point. I think the Saints could give them a run for their money. Detroit could because of their division. I don't know about Washington because RG3 is playing very bad football. How many interceptions has he had? I think he's only a couple away from tying what he had last year. We're only two games in. I think actually the one bad one is the Giants. And what I mean bad is, I think the correct count, like, Eli has 10 interceptions in two games.
Yeah. Guess how many Tony Romo has?
How many?
Two.
In there. Wow.
The first game of the season.
Let me see. Cutler has three?
I believe it's three. He had two this game and then one the first game.
Yeah, and the fumble doesn't count.
No, I didn't count Tony Romo's fumble.
Yeah, so going back, I mean, I think that's going to be the test, and I'm really looking forward to that happening. I mean, if that point, say, let's say the Bears go into that 7-0. If they lose to the Packers, I wouldn't be whatever. They're still one win away from going 500 guaranteed, and they're definitely going to be picking up more than one win between now and then. So, I can't
tell you Cutler's going to have an amazing season this year because he's playing for a contract.
I think the team they have right now is the best team they've had in a very long time. Right. The only thing they're missing is a 5-year younger Brian Urlacher there, somewhere in the defense. But even without him, they're only, I think, a few steps behind from where they were when he was in his prime. But it's the offense. The offense is phenomenal.
Yeah, Martellus Bennett looks ridiculous.
I know. I mean, you got Martellus Bennett in there. Earl Bennett's still there.
A great team, so he just looks an idiot when he played on the team because he was young and stupid.
You'll have that sometimes.
Yep.
And then he goes to the Giants, and then he leaves the Giants, come to Chicago, which was Chicago has made this offense look phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Cutler is going to make some bonehead decisions, but I believe almost every quarterback does that. Peyton Manning does not as much as most, but he does have his moments. Tom Brady is pretty much, normally he's pretty damn good, but even this past week he wasn't as hot as he normally is. So yeah, you're going to have that. The offensive line is looking better. You finally have a tight end. Freaking Matt Forte is being used a lot more, and they're starting to use him more in the red zone because Lovie Smith didn't like to use Forte in the red zone, which is ridiculous because he is fucking good in the red zone. And I'm not talking about just running, I'm talking about throwing to him, which brings comes up to the point of Forte is doing good in rushing. You have Bush, who is there to aid it. Sometimes he does bust out with some, but a lot of times he doesn't. Which
the vulture.
Yeah. And the wide receiver core has some weapons, and we're going to have one game. I don't know which game it's going to be, but I swear it's going to happen. All the receivers are going to be on fire. Like, you're going to have Marshall on fire, both Bennett's on fire, Jeffrey on fire, and I don't think I'm missing any of their, that's pretty much their big ones. Forte is going to be definitely catching some.
You see the trend there? Bennett's.
Yeah, I knew you were going to get to that. But you're not a Bears fan. They have two Bennett's on the team, and you're not a Bears fan.
I'm a semi-Bears fan, but when it comes to the Dallas game, I will be a Dallas fan.
And when it comes to the Browns-Bears game, at this point, I will be rooting for the Bears just because they'll be in the playoffs.
Yes.
Because I'm not expecting much by week 15. But anyway, getting off track. And I think that will do it for last week's game. So let's quickly, because even though we kind of mentioned some of the games for this coming up week, our teams, and we'll get the turd out of the way. The Cleveland Browns at the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to go with Minnesota on this one.
Minnesota, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you on that. Sorry. Nothing against you, Cleveland, except your football team sucks.
Our football team? Well, I guess you can't make fun of our baseball team because the White Sox are.
We did whip your ass this week, though. In one game.
Yeah, I'm like thinking.
Series, we would be the World Series champions.
Yeah, I think the record between the Indians and the White Sox is, yeah, it's like a Peyton Manning season. Granted, there's some losses in there, but the wins are much more against the White Sox. So, yeah, we're both in agreement. Minnesota. And I don't like picking against the Browns. I think they could with Greg Little coming back. But for right now, I ain't picking it. I can't do it.
Can't do it.
And let's go to Dallas.
The
St. Louis Rams at the Dallas Cowboys.
Not picking the Rams, that's for sure. I haven't really paid attention to St. Louis this season, but obviously if I'm not paying attention to them, that means they ain't making any noise. So I'm going to stick with the big D.
They are 1-1. They beat the Cardinals, lost to the Falcons, but they lost 31-24 against the Falcons. The thing is, here's my thing about the Rams. They are reminding me of the Browns. And what I mean by that is, actually, I'll say the Browns, when Rob Ryan was on the team, as a defensive coordinator, that is, they would be bad. I think of that year they were last in division, but at the same time, they beat the Saints and the Patriots. Right. And it's like they'll do their normal losing thing, but they'll put up a fight against other teams. And it's not ones you expect. Sometimes they'll beat them, or they'll do what they did last year, with the NFC champions, well, soon to be at that time NFC champions, they tied. Remember? They tied.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The 49ers. So the Rams, I don't know what to expect from them. I could see them winning, but for right now, there was a lot of picks. I was looking at this, and I'm thinking, like, I could very well change these by Sunday, because I think it's 5 minutes before the game starts, all the picks lock, or before the game starts, the game locks up. But there's a few of these that I could swing either way, just depending on what comes out and about it. And there's a lot of teams this week too, because now when we're doing it on Yahoo, and I've said it before, it actually shows you who's the favorite and who's the underdog, and then on the side it shows you who's winning on people's picks. And all but, if I got this correct, three teams are away and they are the favorites. The rest are home team and they're away, and I'm guessing that's why they are. So that's why I think the Cowboys could be the favorite too on this one, because they are home.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I will stick with the Dallas Cowboys. I think they do have a lot to prove. They showed a real good team in week one last week. I mean, they just didn't get it done, but we're only 2 weeks in, so there's still a lot more to show. So yeah, I'm gonna, like, a long story short, I'm sticking with the Dallas Cowboys for now.
Yeah.
And getting into the Sunday night game, a game that I am really looking forward to, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. I'm hoping I'll be able to enjoy every minute of it. The Chicago Bears at the Pittsburgh Steelers. If I had the money, I was going to buy tickets to this game. I was going to go decked out. I'm talking completely decked out in Bears gear. Drive the 100 plus miles from Akron to Pittsburgh just so I could wear that shit in Heinz Field. And without a shadow of a doubt, I'm picking the Bears because the Steelers are terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's going to feel great if this does happen. The Bears hand them their third loss and they are 0-3.
Easily see it happening.
Which brings to the question that we had before we started the show, that wasn't on from when we recorded. What happens first, or or I should say, who wins first, Browns or Steelers?
I'll laugh if it's the Browns, I'll be honest.
Every Browns fan will laugh if it's freaking Browns. And I think this will bring up a really good point. I'm really looking forward to what a lot of Pittsburgh fans are going to say. I'm already noticing the moths and the crickets on my Facebook page at the end of Steelers games now. And I'm not hearing or seeing let's go Steelers or here we go Steelers, here we go, all this bullshit. But if at one point the Browns are ahead of the Steelers in the standings, and on top of that, I think this will be the, quote, end of the Steelers-Ravens rivalry. Because, I mean, every Steelers fan tells me Browns and Steelers aren't a rival anymore because there's no rivalry because there's no lopsided. Well, the Ravens are pretty much kicking the Steelers' ass all the time now.
Yeah.
There's no rivalry. Well, we will see how that goes. But let's go to a short commercial break, and then we'll get into the rest of the game of the week.
Are you ready? Did you know we've moved?
Move it. I like to move it, move it.
Our new home at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, bringing you new content like Fight Show Live and the Spanish Announce Table, and the same shows that you come to enjoy like Old School at the Movies, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Make sure you check us out every week, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
And we're back. And getting into the rest of the games, we have the Thursday night game, the Kansas City Chiefs at the Philadelphia Eagles. Andy Reid coming back home, and I'm thinking he's going to get the win.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. I've got the Chiefs winning by good amount. I think it'll be a close game. I know the majority's picked Philly, but yep, going with the Chiefs.
I mean, I understand why they are the favorite and all, but I feel like with the Eagles, I've seen really good week one, and I didn't see as good week two.
Right. No, I mean, it is what it is. If they keep it up, I mean, they won. They won just because, you know, their defense did stop the Cowboys from driving. They were on a drive and then stopped them. So, I mean, they're a good team. And I thought they were going to be a good team as soon as they, you know, picked up Alex Smith. That's a good signing right there. Mm-hmm. But Philly is just Philly. They're the greatest team on earth. Failures.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the Green Bay Packers at the Cincinnati Bengals. As much as I would love to see the Cincinnati Bengals improve their record, I just think the Green Bay Packers are a better team. They are, even though they're not even first in the division right now, the Green Bay Packers are still my pick to win the NFC North. Trust me, I wouldn't mind being wrong on that either. So
yeah, no, I've got the Packers. Definitely have the Packers. There's no doubt about it.
But it's sad because the Bengals are playing actually pretty good, and to have your first three games, two of them be against NFC North teams who will probably be in the top two spots of the division, and meanwhile your division is crumbling, and you get the former kings of it in week two.
Right.
Like I said, as much as I'd love to see that the Bengals win, I have to go with the Green Bay Packers. And moving on to the San Diego Chargers at the Tennessee Titans. I'm going with the underdog on this one. The San Diego Chargers, let me pull up the Titans record real quick. And they're 1-1. San Diego's also 1-1.
I've gotten the Titans. Remembering the Titans. They've impressed me so far this season, which is hard to say about Tennessee because they're awful.
Well, in week one, they beat the Steelers.
That was an easy victory, obviously.
Yeah, especially when I think at halftime, so I can pull up the box score. At halftime, it was 7-2.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's offense didn't score until the fourth quarter. But last week, one thing about the Titans, which, I mean, this is was kind of a hard pick. It's just me going with my own thing. That seems that the Titans are going to do a little bit better. They only lost by 6 points to the Texans.
Yeah.
And
it came down to the wire, too, as far as I remember, if I'm not mistaken.
Overtime.
That's right.
Meanwhile, with the Chargers, they only lost by 3 against the Texans in week one and beat the Eagles by 3. I think we're going to see more out of the Chargers than we did last year. I'm really starting to think that they bombed on purpose.
Is that guy Manti Te'o playing? I haven't been paying attention really.
No, but his girlfriend is actually a cheerleader for the Cleveland Browns now.
Oh, I thought she was a cheerleader for the Chicago Bears.
Or the Green Bay Packers.
Well, at least the Packers have cheerleaders.
No, they don't.
Oh, I thought they did.
No, they don't.
I could have sworn the Bears were the only team in the league without cheerleaders.
Nope. Chicago Bears, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, Green Bay Packers, which it's odd because it's my two favorite teams and they're rivals. There might be another one. I have to relook that up. But they're the only teams that don't. Because look at where those four towns are. Look at where those four towns look like in December.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah.
Still, they have cheerleaders in New England.
I've seen some of the weather in Chicago in some of those games. Obviously not personally, but getting a cheerleader in some of those situations, especially like Lambeau too. I think Lambeau and Soldier Field are two of the worst places you want to be on a blizzard football game. And Cleveland and Pittsburgh are pretty much right behind them.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing some cheerleaders with some, never mind. I'll stop there.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like, who's going to want to do that? Oh, I'm going to be out there. No.
So you get paid money, you do it.
I mean, Pittsburgh Steelers could probably do it because their fans are fat hillbilly women. But anyway, we're getting off.
In Chicago.
We're getting off track. I'm picking the Chargers right now. Even that's one I was thinking could change.
I'm still in Tennessee.
Tennessee Titans. Next up, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New England Patriots. I'm going with the Patriots, even though the Buccaneers, see their record is, I mean, they're 0-2. They're itching for a win, but I think when you're playing in New England this early in the season, it seems like they have a lot more to play for. But one thing too with the Buccaneers, they lost by one against the Jets and only lost by two against the Saints. And
against the Jets, they shouldn't have won. I'll give that one to them.
Yeah, that was a miracle win for the Jets.
I think Jets get this season will be a miracle win.
But the thing is about these scores is they're under 20 points, 18-17 and 16-14.
Right.
So, even though I think the Patriots still have a lot more to, not really prove because they're the Patriots, they have a lot more development they have to do for all the players they've lost, for whatever way they've lost that player, because there's multiple ways. Who are you picking?
New England.
Or are you playing hockey?
Both, but I'm picking New England. Sorry, I got in a fight.
Next up, Arizona at the New Orleans Saints. Yeah, I'm picking the Saints. Just plain sweet.
Yep, Saints.
The Detroit Lions at the Washington Redskins. I think it's another one that's a clear cut. I'm picking the Detroit Lions. It's just, I don't know what to expect with Washington. I want to see more out of them before I even
say clear cut.
Yeah.
They both suck.
They both suck, but Detroit has something that the Redskins don't, a victory.
You're right, but you also have to remember RG3 can show up anytime.
If RG3 can show up at any time, I want to know why he didn't show up the first 2 weeks.
Because his leg hurt.
And I could understand not showing up last week. You're going against the Green Bay Packers. You're going to lose, pretty much, even if you did try. Clay Matthews is going to probably hurt you.
Yep.
But I think at the same time, week one, division opponent, that was your time to shine, and he failed. And I think Detroit, there's a lot more there.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And that's why I say clear cut. It's just the Redskins.
We'll see. I'm picking Detroit, don't get me wrong. Redskins look awful, and Detroit doesn't look so great either, so we'll see how it goes. It'll be a good game. Good game of garbage. Calvin Johnson can easily destroy these guys. Their defense looks hideous.
Yeah. Up next, the New York Giants at the Carolina Panthers. I'm actually picking the Giants on this one.
I'm not. I'm going with Carolina because the Giants look awful too.
See, these are two teams I think that look awful.
I think, honestly, Cam Newton's going to do some damage to the Giants defense because the Giants defense looks absolutely atrocious.
I think Eli Manning is going to show up because he lost by 5 points against the Cowboys. He got murdered by his older brother.
How it should be.
Correct.
Peyton's God.
I thought Tebow did.
Well, Tebow's just Jesus.
Then what's Tom Brady?
God, part two, when Peyton Manning got around. He's the fill-in God.
Fill-in God, okay. I just think with this game is when, you know, Eli Manning's going to have his really good game. I wouldn't be surprised if he has only a couple interceptions. I'll give him two.
A couple.
Hey, people have bad games, and I'm hoping he got the bugs out of his system, and now he's going to play this game much better.
The reason why I'm picking Carolina is because I have Cam Newton on my fantasy team, and I need him to be good. And Williams.
Well, in that case, let's move on to the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Texans are going to going to win this one. I just think the Ravens are falling off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, does Joe Flacco deserve his contract? Yes. Does he have the weapons to show off the reason why he got that contract? Absolutely not. Give the guy some weapons, and he'll be worth his money that he just got. Just saying.
Romo.
Yeah, look at, he's doing well this season. He's got weapons. He got paid. Only 2 interceptions.
But he's lost.
He's only lost 1 game.
Pretty low scoring game.
Because the defense was good. Next.
All right, next, the Atlanta Falcons at the Miami Dolphins. Believe it or not, the Miami Dolphins are the favorite, but I will pick the Atlanta Falcons. I just like how they've been playing this year, even though... let me see. They are 1-1 so far. Losing to, obviously, the Saints.
I am sticking with my bandwagon of the Miami Dolphins and picking the Dolphins to win this game. It's been my trend of the year.
Yeah, I think this is another game that I was kind of lopsided. I think the next game, too, I'm lopsided on. The rest are clear-cut for me. I could very much change it because I think I looked at just last week's game and I'm like, you know, Dolphins impressed me and proved me wrong. So I think they could do it again. But to be on the safe side, I'm picking the Falcons. I will say the Miami Dolphins can win this. They might actually be a threat in the division. And they don't have the Patriots till late October.
Yep. 3-0 Miami.
And next up, another battle of rookies. The Buffalo Bills at the New York Jets. I am picking the J-E-T-S. Jets. But Buffalo is a strong consideration in my book.
I am sticking again with my underdog picks this season, and I'm gonna go with the Bills. I picked them last week and they pulled off a win, luckily, in the last play of the game, but they won, and I have a feeling they'll be able to beat the Jets as well.
I think it's definitely gonna be a close game, though.
Yeah, no, not gonna say it's not going to be, but yep.
And speaking of close games, the rest of the games on our list will probably not be close games. We have the Indianapolis Colts at the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, 49ers.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick them. Definitely gonna pick the 49ers.
Yep. Oh, you already lightly touched on it. The Jacksonville Jaguars at the Seattle Seahawks. I am going to pick the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep, I've got the Seahawks just destroying them.
And last but not least, in what I'm going to have as a new segment on our show, oh, I didn't realize there was 2 this week. Whenever there's the lowest number of percentage votes or whatever you can get, however you want to do it, basically when we see 99-1 or 98-2, whatever is that we get the lowest of the week, we're gonna tell you, for those of you who don't go on Yahoo Sports and look at these. I thought it was this game, the Oakland Raiders at the Denver Broncos, which it is, but also in that category is the Jacksonville Jaguars at Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Peyton Manning and the Broncos, of course.
Yeah, I think the thing with Peyton Manning, Jesus Christ, 2 games and he has scored 90 points.
It's pretty ridiculous, not gonna lie.
Oh, actually, that's probably not he scored, because I think there was some pick 6 in there. Let's say the Broncos have scored 90 points. That's it. People don't like to pick favorites, but the Denver Broncos pretty much are the favorites now to win the AFC. The Patriots, at the beginning of the season, could have been putting that, but I think the Broncos have said, we're here. We have Wes Welker now. We have everything we need. We're number one, and they're going to probably march all the way to the Super Bowl. I'm not 100% sure who they're going to win or who they're going to go up against and if they're going to win, but I think this goes back to what we said last year. I think that was one of the last episodes we had. We talked about which is better, the AFC or the NFC, and we all said, and my friends on Facebook said, the NFC is definitely better. And I think it's like I was saying at that point, if you were to take all the talents of the AFC and the NFC and line them up, your top players, top couple, would probably be AFC, especially with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. But I think if collectively, if you look at them as a whole, you take all the great players from the NFC, put them in a pile, all the great players from the AFC and put them in a pile, you will have more of the best talent on the NFC side.
Yep.
I think this kind of shows it. The Broncos are pretty much the best team in the AFC. I can't think of anybody who's close enough.
Oh,
but the NFC, it's going to be a race.
Yep.
think that'll do it.
That it?
Yep.
That'd be.
So
should probably hit save picks, right?
Yeah, you should definitely probably do that, and then
not be Stevie G.
And not be Stevie G. What? Do you remember what your pick of the week was last week? I can't remember mine.
No.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to go back and listen.
But
to
I think I got it right. I think you got yours right too.
You sure? I thought I said the Colt. Can't remember.
It's possible.
I'll have to go back and listen to it. Somebody's gonna have to go back and listen
to it. Somebody hit us up on Twitter if you listen to the show who remembers. Tweet us. Let us know.
But what is your pretty swell pick of the week?
Miami.
I'm gonna pick.
Welcome to Miami.
Okay, Shane. You gonna say go Heat, bitch?
No. Fuck the Heat.
I'm gonna go with Detroit over Washington.
Good pick.
So that'll do it for this week. Any final words, Joe?
Football rules. Hockey started also. But go Cowboys.
And I think I'll end it with... No, actually, I've said a lot this episode. I will just say, go Bears. And please, God, beat the fucking Steelers. And that'll do it for us here at NFL Easy Picks, right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all at work. For my co-host, Joe Bennett. I'm Heavy Set. We will check you guys next week. What was the catchphrase I used last week? I can't fucking remember.
I don't remember.
Are you ready for some more football?
Yes.
Was that what I said? Okay. So one more time, because I won't edit this part out. For my co-host, Joe Bennett, I am Heavy Set. It's NFL Easy Picks right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all at work. And let's get ready for some more football. Thanks.